Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. Thursday, the CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app should not be banned. TikTok has 150 million users in the U.S., but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. TikTok is owned by Beijing-based ByteDance. Several young influencers who have built successful businesses using TikTok gathered in Washington Wednesday in advance of the CEO's testimony. One says livelihoods are at stake.
It is the number one downloaded app, and I understand that it may have Chinese origins, but this is American people, American employees, American businesses, American lives.
TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have been swept up in a wider geopolitical battle between Beijing and Washington over trade and technology. A U.S. federal appeals court has directed a lawyer for Donald Trump to turn over documents in the investigation into the former president's retention of classified records at his luxury estate in Florida. The ruling is a significant win for the Justice Department, which has focused for months not only on the hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, but also on why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return them to the government. It suggests the court has sided with prosecutors who have argued behind closed doors that the former president was using his legal representation to further a crime. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of Colorado say the 17-year-old student accused of shooting two faculty members at his Denver high school on Wednesday has been found dead. The body of Austin Lyle was found near his abandoned vehicle in a remote area outside of Denver. Authorities say Lyle shot the faculty members as they were searching him for weapons as part of a safety plan designed specifically for him based on previous issues with his behavior. One person was injured Wednesday when a rare tornado touched down in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. The sound of car alarms triggered by the intense storm was captured by a weather tracker identified as IDK Leroy. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the tornado carried winds between 138 kilometers and 177 kilometers an hour, making it the strongest tornado to hit the Los Angeles area since March 1983. It ripped the roofs off a line of commercial buildings and sent the debris across a city block. The violent weather comes amid a strong late-season Pacific storm that brought damaging winds and more rain and snow to saturated California. A lawyer for one of the former Proud Boy leaders charged with seditious conspiracy says federal prosecutors have revealed that a defense witness was secretly acting as a government informant for nearly 2 years after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Defense attorney Carmen Hernandez asked a judge to schedule an emergency hearing so the defense can learn more about the prosecutor's use of the informant. The judge ordered prosecutors to file a response to the defense filing by Thursday afternoon and scheduled a hearing as well, putting testimony in the case on hold until Friday. Hernandez said the unnamed informant participated in prayer meetings with relatives and had discussions with family members about replacing a defense lawyer on the case. Law enforcement routinely uses informants in criminal investigations, but their methods and identities can be closely guarded secrets. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An experimental rocket made almost entirely of 3D-printed parts blasted off Wednesday night from the U.S. spaceport in Florida, but unfortunately the flight did not last that long. Recapping our top story, U.S. Congress is considering bipartisan legislation that would give President Joe Biden power to ban any foreign-based technology that poses a national security threat. And to that end, Thursday, the CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why his app should not be banned. Diane Roberts,